Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. So happy that you're joining us. Thanks for your belief, your trust in us. We are trying to do, we're doing our best to deliver the best product around alternative media, news, information, news that's important to all of us that you won't hear on the mainstream media. And a big thank you. And you know, part of the process of delivering this product is to talk with the newsmakers, the people who know what's going on, have been in the trenches, have fought and gotten dirty themselves. People like Robert David Steele, who's made the rounds on numerous programs and who has a lot of great ideas, great information. Now, here's the thing, folks, okay? The dynamic of the landscape of our country is changing. The political landscape, the social landscape, everything is changing, and we are at war. And see, I believe this. I believe that we are in this war where there are socialists, communists, that are attempting to take this country down from within. And this is an ever-changing, a very dynamic battlefield. So, in order to give us updates on what's going on, where we stand, we go to people like Robert David Steele, robertdavidsteele.com, phibetaiota.net. It's in the program description on our for tonight's program. This guy. Okay, so we've had him on before, but see, because of the changing landscape and the changing dynamic, you got to keep ahead of this, and that's where this gentleman comes in. Before we get to Mr. Steele, very quickly here, I really would urge everyone to do this. I'm getting concerned about how things are playing out, folks. Go to TexasReady.net, TexasReady.net, get a seed bank, put this on your to-do list this weekend. It's spring is coming. But more importantly, the things on the horizon are just iffy. We want to be able to continue. And to continue, you need food. Food, of course, not long-term storable food, but also seeds. Texas Ready's got the best seed banks in the world. They're ranked highest in the world, in my view, but for good reason. And they contain regionally appropriate open-pollinated heirloom seeds. They're certified. They are, they're the best around. They've got the best germination rate. It's in there. They're packed in very special refurbished U.S. Army ammo cans, which have moisture seals. Understand that, of course, rodents can eat through number 10 cans and even through, thick plastic tubes. And most seed banks, they come in containers which put your family at risk, not with Texas Ready. By the way, each Texas Ready seed bank contains 80-plus varieties of vegetables and fruits, including 8 dual-purpose herbs used for culinary and medicinal purposes. The larger banks come with training manuals that teach you how to garden properly. Folks, check it out. TexasReady.net, TexasReady.net.
Robert David Steele is our guest. He will be with us till the end of the show. And he's been on a few times in the recent past here. And we got a lot to get into. Where do you want to start today, Robert?
Well, I'm almost ready to buy Texas Ready. I love that ad.
Hey,
that was
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, man. You know,
that's American Heartland stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, yeah. But you've been busy.
By my count, at least 6,000 people have signed the White House petition, but only 1,300 votes are showing. And we actually have screenshots of disappearing votes, 24 votes at a time, just being taken off the White House petition. It's not unique to us. We've seen this on all the other petitions. So when Obama designed the White House petition process, he designed it to slow roll the American citizens and basically not allow petitions to succeed. Now, I've had at least 10 people call Steve Bannon and the two Trump children and attempt to call Donald Trump. I don't know if anyone has reached Donald Trump. I do know 3 different people have reached Steve Bannon. 2 of them says he's shut down. 1 of them says he's open to having a conversation. My bottom line is, if Donald Trump is not able to sit down with Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and Cynthia McKinney and Jesse Ventura and myself, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm in Norway the 14th through the 23rd. But if he can't sit down with us, then I think he's at risk from a four-part strategy that is going to destroy his presidency. And he will not make it past 2018, in my view, if this four-part strategy plays out.
All right. Now, okay. Let's talk about the strategy to take down Donald Trump, because I see this, the way this is playing out, this is really nasty. And this, to me, this is planned, well, long before Obama left office. What have you found?
Well, you've probably covered how a Google surrogate took away $3.5 million from Alex Jones, and you've probably covered how Natural News was digitally assassinated by Google itself. Natural News has since come back. They were apparently testing their trigger, and the public outcry that they got, to include my emailing Brendan Sullivan, Google's lawyer. This is Brendan, I am not a potted plant Sullivan, the guy that defended Oliver North. I emailed him. I said, you're looking at a RICO investigation. You're looking at a racketeering investigation starting with Eric Schmidt, Google, Google surrogates, which include YouTube, which has just destroyed David Siemens and all of the Pizzagate stuff. So what we have here is a massive censorship conspiracy being led by Eric Schmidt and probably Peter Thiel, who's also doing some horrible things with the so-called Open Government Initiative, which is actually Infiltrate the Government Initiative. So that's track one.
Okay.
Track two is Sotus' violent American Spring. And despite all of his denials, I keep seeing proof that he is hiring people, he is paying people to hire people, he is funding what is going to be a violent American Spring. Track three is the Republicans and the Democrats talking about impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, people are writing up the impeachment articles, and I don't think Paul Ryan is going to protect Donald Trump. And third and last is David Stockman, who's been absolutely phenomenal in some of his recent appearances, including one with your good friend Greg Hunter, and I'd certainly love to see him on your show. David Stockman is talking about how we're coming up on a debt ceiling at the same time that Wall Street is going to kick the legs of the stool away, and we're going to have an economic crash this summer that's going to be blamed on Donald Trump. Four different things converging to destroy Donald Trump, never mind the fact that he surrounded himself with people who are essentially traitors.
Okay. Now, if we could take, and I don't want to take your time away, but if we could take
it. It's your time. Well, tell me what I can do to be helpful to you and your audience.
Okay. Here's, I did a video 2 weeks ago. It's got, I don't know, 125,000 views on this. It's being passed around. It's
good.
What I found, and we have investigators going out and, infiltrating places or, groups like, for example, Millennials for Revolution, various anarchist type groups that are infiltrating these groups and trying to find out what's what. The reports coming back are, look, Obama is running this shadow government. He's left, and I think you, I think this can be attributed to what you had said. Obama has left minds, if you will, inside the White House, inside the government structure. He's done a lot of things before his departure that between Donald Trump winning the election and him walking out the door, he had done a lot of things to undermine Donald Trump from day one. And that in turn ties into this army that's under the umbrella of Organizing for Action. You know what I mean? So there's.
I'm totally with you, and I've seen the list of the 64 things Obama has done to undermine Donald Trump, and I'm totally with you. And okay. Obama should not be discounted, but for me, very candidly, because I know that I could stop all four of these campaigns against Donald Trump, I could stop them within 30 days if Donald Trump would simply sit down and have a meeting with us, and then do the five or six things that we're recommending. Be done together.
Okay.
So I'm very frustrated.
Wait a second, because, okay, and I talked to Ted Brewer about this, too. You were on his program. A lot of people, and I didn't really notice this, I didn't pick up on this until Ted said, check your email and the read the responses about the electoral reform that you had that you, Robert David Steele, had pushed for. A lot of people think this is electoral college reform, and it's not.
No.
So if you want to re-explain that, I think people might get a little bit more.
I'm deeply honored by your question. And I really have to stress, because, you know, some people have said I come across as too knowing. Well, excuse me, it's not me. I'm standing on the shoulders of others. All of these ideas that I'm offering to you are ideas that I have pulled together from other people. Okay? What's original about me is that I listen to everybody. I don't shut people out the way the people around Trump do. The Electoral Reform Act is focused on the fact that we have a two-party tyranny that blocks 70% of all voters from having a meaningful vote or voice in our society. All right? The Democrats control 17% of the voters. The Republicans control 13% of the voters. The other 70% have no champion. The other 70% are essentially orphans from the American electoral system. So the 12-part Electoral Reform Act, and I would say to everybody, you can just look up online Rigged 12 Ways. And you'll get to my short essay that talks about how the system is rigged 12 ways and how to fix it. Would you like me to itemize the 12 ways or just hit some highlights?
Oh, I don't want you to spend too much time because I know you've got a lot of things. So you go ahead, whatever you feel.
Let me just give you a few highlights. I really want to encourage people to look at all 12, you know, online rigged 12 ways. But among the highlights, the two most important, three most important, are number one, not only should districts be drawn tightly, which ends gerrymandering, but they should be based on U.S. citizens only. Today, congressional districts count all illegal aliens and all foreigners as members of the voting public that the congressman represents. So, tightly drawn districts based on U.S. citizens only is one of the 12 reforms. A second one is campaign funding for all members and for all candidates so that they are free from dependency on Israeli, Saudi Arabian, and Wall Street money. And the third and most important, the one that will keep Donald Trump from being impeached, because the Democrats are planning to steal the Congress back, the House of Representatives back, with electoral ballot tampering, such as Hillary Clinton used with Bernie Sanders. Paper ballots counted on site in public, combined with exit polls. All of these electronic voting machines were designed to rig the election. Diebold was a criminal action from the day it set pen to paper to design this machine. Okay? So it's not about the Electoral College. I mean, I love the Electoral College. If we didn't have the Electoral College, California, New York would be electing everybody. And we know what we've got there. So the Electoral College was designed to represent the United States of America. And it's a very important institution, and it's vital to our future. So I hope that corrects the record. And what I would say is that the Republican Party is going to implode. And because I am an ardent, strong supporter of Donald Trump, and I want to see Donald Trump be the greatest president in modern American history, but first he has to survive, I want him to use the Electoral Reform Act to recruit the 70% that did not vote for him. Actually, the 73% that did not vote for him. And show them how the Sandinistas can get members of Congress, the Tea Party, the Constitution Party, the Libertarians, even the Greens, and of course the Independents. And by creating an independent Congress that is not dependent on money from outside sources, we open the way for evidence-based governance in the public interest. This, for me, is a simple proposition, but it seems too hard for Paul Ryan to understand.
You know, of all the places and of all the people to hear this from, I happen to hear exactly what you're referencing as a topic of conversation by Brian Williams on MSNBC, of all places, who actually were quoting the same statistics you were quoting, the two-party system and the orphaned, so to speak, numbers. So it's interesting because the other side is taking notice, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but nonetheless, they're using that.
It does frighten me to be in agreement with MSNBC on anything.
I'm not sure that you'd be
agreement. I'll tell you what I think is happening, because I've also seen that the Democrats have formed a shadow cabinet.
Yes.
They've Mark Green, who's a very able campaigner, has formed a shadow cabinet that is two-thirds nobodies and one-third people who blew it when they had a chance, like Bob Reich. That cabinet is all Democrats, and that's their flaw. What this country needs, if Donald Trump will not listen to Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and Cynthia McKinney and Jesse Ventura and Robert Steele, if Donald Trump will not listen, I stress, I'm trying to help Donald Trump. If he will not listen, we need a sunshine cabinet that campaigns across this country demanding the Electoral Reform Act in time to elect an independent Congress in 2018 and a coalition team with an independent president in 2020.
Wow. Okay. Okay. What? But why? I'm curious. Why those four people? Out of all the people you could have selected or could be part of this, why those four? Why Ventura?
Well, first off, those are the four that I know best.
All right.
Okay. There are others out there. For example, Ellen Brown is absolutely priceless on public banking. And there are the Fed people. And in fact, if your listeners will go to bigbatusa.org, which we would turn into a fundraising site, I already have alt-gov.org purchased and ready to be built as a sunshine government site. But bigbatusa.org, I actually created a coalition cabinet that had people like Jim Hightower for agriculture, okay, and Newt Gingrich for defense, and John Huntsman for Secretary of State. I mean, if Donald Trump puts Huntsman in as Secretary of State, as Deputy Secretary of State, that is a brilliant move, because he's got the one guy that understands China and the one guy that understands Russia at the very top. And Huntsman's an honest man, as is Rex Tillerson. I think that would give us a very powerful State Department. But I have a cabinet at Big Bat USA when I ran for president under the Reform Party. And the whole idea here is twofold. The first is the American people do not want to elect a president that's a decider. All presidents are stupid when compared to the totality of the intelligence of the public, the collective intelligence of the American public. Presidents should be like coaches. Okay, they should be there to guarantee the integrity of the system, not to be a decider. I mean, Donald Trump's biggest, stupidest, worst decision in his entire political career of 43 days has been to add more money to the Pentagon. That's sheer idiocy. The Pentagon is documented at 50% waste. It takes up 60% of the disposable budget of the federal budget. And it takes 16% of the total budget, and we cannot fight and win wars. Two-thirds of our Navy aircraft can't fly because they lack spare parts and maintenance. All of our general officers and admirals have no integrity at all, okay? So Trump throwing money at the military is like pouring gasoline onto a fire. And that's the kind of decision I want him to stop making. He needs to have a national strategy council. He needs to have an open source agency that produces decision support so that he knows what he's doing. But the bottom line here is that a cabinet should be the best of the best from each domain, and there should be a massive direct democracy conversation going on between the government and the public, and state rights should be restored. The voice of the states is not heard today in the Congress, because the senators are no longer appointed by the states. They are now appointed by the public, and then they sell out immediately to the banks of the private sector, to Israel and to Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot of heavy lifting to be done here, but I'm absolutely positive. You know, I was listening to Oprah Winfrey talk the other day, and she was trying to decide if she wanted to run for president in 2020. Now, Oprah Winfrey is part of the deep state. She's part of the mainstream media, and she is in no way, shape, or form the kind of woman that Cynthia McKinney is, for example, Dr. McKinney now. She's earned her PhD. But I was listening to her, and she's right. what Donald Trump has done, even if he self-destructs tomorrow, what Donald Trump has done is demonstrating the illegitimacy of the two-party tyranny. Now the public gets it. Donald Trump has opened a big door for all of us to walk through. God bless him for that. And I stress again, I want to meet Donald Trump. I want him to implement the 8 ideas in the memo for Donald Trump that a million people have read. And if he does that, I will be his floor mat. I will do whatever dirty job he asks me to do at whatever salary level, including, you know, nothing. But the bottom line is Donald Trump has to listen, because right now he's about to self-destruct.
You said something. He's his own worst enemy, you said, but he's got a list of enemies a mile long. Where's he most
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, where's he most vulnerable? Or is that, that's a heck of a question.
No, it's, you know, you're asking a really important question. You're asking a brilliant question. I think Donald Trump is most vulnerable for lacking a holistic process by which to make multiple decisions about all threats and all policies inside of a balanced budget in one fell swoop. Let me elaborate on that a little bit. Trump right now is pulling the government out of his ass one decision at a time, and that's not helpful. What he really needs to do is have a strategic thinking process. This is why in the 10-page memo that I delivered to Judas Priebus by certified mail on the 15th of December, I proposed to him not only the Electoral Reform Act as his first announcement, which would be a unity act, but a grand strategy summit. There are 10 high-level threats to the United States. Okay? Russia and Iran are not really among them. Poverty, infectious disease, environmental degradation, transnational crime, including crime by Wall Street. These are the things that are killing our country. Loss of water, our aquifers. This is huge. Illegal immigration is, of course, one of those threats. But you need to handle them all at the same time. You can't just say, all right, we're going to stop every plane flying into the United States, and we're going to ignore over here the water issues in Texas, and we're going to ignore the fact that that we have all of our dams are falling apart, like the dam in California. It's actually, I mean, being president is the toughest job in the world. And you have to have a staff that can help you see the whole. And that's what Trump doesn't have, which is why I think McMaster has to go. It's foolishness to have a national security staff in this day and age, particularly when you have such high caliber people as Jim Mattis at Defense and Rex Tillerson at State. What you really need is a national strategy staff that helps you think about all of this together. Okay? And he hasn't done that. He's not doing that. So Trump's biggest weakness is he doesn't have a decent chief of staff. David Stockman is my choice, my recommendation. He doesn't have a decent chief of staff. He doesn't have a staff that can help him think. He's got no one that's processing this paper into him. And the OMB guy over there is busy slashing away at the federal budget without thinking about the repercussions. And I don't think anyone is thinking seriously about the debt.
Interesting. Okay. Well, it hasn't Trump, President Trump cut $12 billion since installed in office?
$12 billion does not impress me when you have a federal budget of $2 trillion.
Right, but relative to Obama's first month raising the budget by $20
billion. I really want to be favorable to Trump. I want to find things to praise about Trump. And the things that I praise about Trump are, one, is Tillerson, and two, is Mattis. Okay? But he's made a lot of other mistakes. His presidential appointment process is in complete disarray, and it's being run by a traitor who is busy filling those jobs with moles from the establishment. So I want Trump to succeed, but he's not going to succeed unless, among other things, he has a grand strategy summit that comes to the conclusion that the only way we are going to make our numbers is by cutting the federal government in half, starting with the Department of Defense. He just made a point.
And that's an important distinction, starting with the Department of Defense. And that, that's not you being unpatriotic or, that's not you being, reckless with our security.
I've been our security for the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. I've been a Marine Corps infantry officer. I've been a service level planner and programmer. I have been a spy. I know all of this stuff better than most citizens. The fact of the matter is the Department of Defense is a monstrous spending cesspool. And if your listeners want to be shocked, they can go look up lying to ourselves, dishonesty in the military profession. Most of our officers and all of our flag officers are liars. They do not tell the truth when it comes to our capabilities. They are going through the motions.
Hold that thought right there. Robert David Steele is our guest. Interesting stuff. And folks, you got to listen to this because the dynamics are changing. The landscape is changing, and you can see it. You can see the vitriol that's oozing out of the deep state against Donald Trump. Robert David Steele saying, "Look, we've got some answers here." Got a tactical operation guide right here. Folks, we'll be right back. Give us 3 minutes. Stay right where you're at.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. There
shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric said.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America. Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
you the man with no expiration date. How's that? You got no clue what I'm talking about, but no worries.
I love you both in a manly way.
Thank you. Back at you. Robert David Steele, he's our guest, and what a guest he is. Folks, if you haven't already done so, check out Trading Post in the Woods. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. Have you gone there yet? You got to do so. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. This is the place we go for all things that are homeopathic style remedies. They have made very special selections, kits, assemblies for us. This is a family-owned, very tight-knit American business. These people behind the Trading Post in the Woods, they have responded to so many disasters, so many... they are just incredible people, and they have incredible products. They work. And if you want to go back in time to the home remedy kind of atmosphere, this is the place to go. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. That's TradingPostInTheWoods.com. Spend some time on their website. Take a look at what they have to offer. This is our go-to place for all things that are, well, as I said, homeopathic, but also that put together with a lot of forethought, a lot of planning, a lot of experience behind the products. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. That is TradingPostInTheWoods.com. And make sure you check out the package they've made, especially for the Hagman and Hagman listeners. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. Again, our guest is Robert David Steele, the man with no expiration date. That's an inside joke, but that's okay. Yeah, I've got about 2 pages of emails, wanting your opinion. Where does this latest assault against Sessions with respect to the Russians, as well as we can go back to Flynn and you go back to the elections and all this, but where does this fit into what you have previously described as the attempt to take down Donald Trump?
I nailed it. I mean, they're taking away every person that is a true blue supporter of Donald Trump. They're taking away every person that truly represents the people that elected Donald Trump.
Okay.
This is an out-and-out, I can't say it's treason exactly, but it is most definitely an attack. Let me go back for a second, because I don't want to leave your users with the misimpression that I simply want to cut the Department of Defense in half, which it needs to be. It's 50% waste. That's documented. But I spent the last year working for the U.S. Army Strategic Studies Institute, and I've written a 3-monograph series. The first is a grand strategy. The second addresses global reality. And the third reinvents the military. And I have designed a military that has a 450-ship Navy instead of a 283-ship Navy. It has a long-haul Air Force that can deliver a heavy U.S. Army anywhere in the world from its bases here at home. And it creates a completely new army that's 3 million soldiers instead of 1 million soldiers, with no contractors and all new equipment that's actually up to meeting the Russians and the Chinese on a fair battlefield, which our existing equipment is not. So I'm strong on defense, but it is absolutely foolhardy to throw good money after bad. And for Donald Trump to say he's giving $54 million to a Department of Defense that is 50% waste and cannot win wars tells me Donald Trump is being captured. Now, coming back to this Russian thing, lies, lies, lies. Nancy Pelosi is the most hypocritical criminal person I have ever seen serve in Congress, other than Lyndon Baines Johnson. She sets a very poor example for the American public. And all of these lies that are being told about Sessions are essentially intended to strip away the Attorney General's focus on the pedophiles at the top of the Republican and Democratic Party.
Right on.
We've got them on the run. Now, I think Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions made a strategic mistake. They should have done the Electoral Reform Act first. They should have solidified their base and created their movement beyond the Republican Party. They should have done that first. But because Judas Priebus did not deliver my 10-page memo to Trump, he did not realize he had options. that he was overlooking. So when they went after the pedophiles, my understanding, everything I'm seeing says to me that the Republican leadership is terrified of Donald Trump, because they think that if they don't support him right now, he will come after them at the pedophile level. That's not a good relationship to have, because they're also slow rolling him. The Republican leadership is in a passive aggressive mode, where John McCain and Lindsey Graham and others are actively against Donald Trump on every front. And they're telling more lies to the public about Russian threat, Iranian threat, North Korean threat. The only threat we have that we really need to be concerned about in these next 90 days are the U.S. citizen traitors serving in Congress.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Okay.
And the three in the White House.
That's true. And that was a very apt comparison to the between Pelosi and LBJ. I just want to say that very apt.
She's not quite as good as LBJ was, but she is just as evil.
Yeah, indeed. All right. So just to be clear, the Russian angle on this, because many people are struggling to understand how in the world Russia had interfered with our elections.
Let me just bring up the fact that Hillary Clinton sold American uranium to Russia, right, and the mainstream media is not discussing this.
Precisely.
Not part of the approved narrative.
And okay? Also, if I can add, they keep talking about the Russian hacking and the interference during the election. Under the Obama administration, the DHS was actually caught hacking three or four different state elections. One of the better, well-known ones was Georgia.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. You see, you're absolutely right. Plus, the Chinese hacked OPM and took all of our security.
That's right.
Documents. Look, this is all about hypocrisy, okay? Since time immemorial, candidates for the presidency have talked to foreign leaders. And in fact, I would remind people that Henry Kissinger killed 20,000 additional American troops by undermining the Paris peace talks so that Richard Nixon could win the election. Yep. I would remind people, and this is not known by many, but Lyndon Baines Johnson was handing the aviation targets for the next day to the North Vietnamese before our pilots got them. He was giving those targets through the Swiss embassy to the North Vietnamese as a so-called humanitarian gesture, which actually just allowed them to put their anti-aircraft guns exactly where they were needed. And our pilots never knew this. Do not underestimate the treason that lies within Washington, D.C. Donald Trump has got everybody except for we the people mad at him. And he really desperately needs some reinforcements, which is what I've been trying to deliver for the last 3 months.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. Okay. Go ahead and continue. We don't want to stand in your way.
No, look, I really, you guys are absolutely so phenomenal, and your audience is so great, and I'm trying to get on your YouTube and answer questions because I respect your audience so much.
Well,
I will also.
We've got the best. Seriously, we've got the best audience in the world. They have the greatest understanding of the issues. And well,
I think you do. And the one thing they haven't done is stood outside Donald Trump's White House with signs saying, "Would you please call Robert Steele?" Okay. I've actually got a guy that's designed some placards for cars and bumpers and so forth. But let me just say, in the minutes that we have left remaining, I think America's a strong country. And I think that if we have an economic crash, that we the people will survive it. The mistake that was made, because Bill Clinton was bribed to make it, was we should never have bailed out the banks in 2008. Of course, Clinton should never have deregulated the banks in the first place. He was bribed to do that also.
Just to be clear, Clinton did not have a hand in rehabilitating the banks in 08, or you mean Bush, right?
Yes, you're correcting me. Thank you. I tend to blame too much on Bill Clinton. There's a lot of blame that George Bush can take as well, and Dick Cheney. Thank you for saving me on that.
No worries, but Clinton did really start the ball rolling.
He deregulated the banks, he exported all the white jobs, and he put all the black people in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really nice trifecta for him. And, of course, they respond by putting him in the Black Hall of Fame, you know, which I will never understand.
Well, he's our first Black president. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Yeah.
What I would say to our Americans is that there's nothing wrong with America the Beautiful that can't be fixed by putting Americans back into our government process. And it may sound like I'm harping on a theme, but as an intelligence professional and as a policy professional, I've watched our government sell itself. You know, a friend of mine, Robert Baer, a former spy, also has written some excellent books. And he talks about how Washington is basically a whore that opens her legs for the Saudis and the Israelis. And he's right.
We've got
to stop that. Yeah. We've got to stop that. And the way you stop that is by restoring integrity to our electoral process, and from there it cascades into our government process, and from there into our economy and our society. Our schools have been mind control machines. Our churches have lost their integrity. Our labor unions represent the businesses that hire workers rather than the workers themselves. We've lost it across the board. So for me, an American renaissance, with or without Donald Trump, is centered on an Elector Reform Act that basically restores integrity to the system. And I stress again, if Donald Trump is willing to announce an Elector Reform Act before 1 April, I think he can stop the violent American Spring. And if he's willing to do a grand strategy summit, I think he can stop the impeachment and the bank crash and the other things. Bottom line is there are answers out here waiting for Donald Trump, but he's not going to get to those answers on his present course with his present staff and his present mindset.
All right. We've got a lot of people asking the obvious question. If none of this happens, impeachment, assassination, that's...
I think he'll be impeached in 2018, okay, without question. What I anticipate happening is the House will go to the Democrats.
They will
impeach him.
Yeah.
The Senate may or may not find him impeachable, but the House has the impeachment authority. Just like we impeach Bill Clinton for lying about a blowjob. Okay. We're certainly going to go after Donald Trump for a whole range of things that are not, in my judgment, impeachable, but impeachment is in the eye of the beholder. It's basically whatever the Democratic Congress says it is. So Trump is inevitably going to be impeached. Now, he could beat that impeachment, and in fact, he could prevent the Democrats from taking the House, and he could prevent the Republicans from betraying him if he put an electoral reform out now that elected 10 Libertarians, 10 Greens, and 10 Independents into the House of Representatives, and 2 Libertarians, 2 Greens, and 2 Independents into the Senate. Because what that does is it creates a swing vote. It creates an ethical counterbalance to the two-party tyranny. I know all this stuff.
And that's what it's all about. It's about destroying the two-party tyranny when you're referencing the electoral reform.
It's about destroying the deep state, which, right, by the way, includes... I personally think Donald Trump should close NSA down.
And he can do that,
right? He has the authority to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't take an act of Congress. It would take...
No, because NSA was not created under the National Security Act of 1947. It was created by executive order. An executive order can close NSA down. Okay? Now, closing NSA down, which has been doing mass surveillance on the American public, but worse... It has been spying on all U.S. politicians and then blackmailing them.
Right.
If Donald Trump were to close NSA down, this would win the hearts and minds of a significant portion of the U.S. public. Strike them the way the American public was struck when Harry Truman fired Douglas MacArthur for military insubordination.
Very interesting time. Yeah.
It's epic. Okay. So I would like to have a face-to-face chat with Donald Trump, and it has to be outside the White House, which is bugged 6 different ways. I propose a random hotel room anywhere in Washington or Mar-a-Lago.
They never bug Super 8s or Motel 6s.
Trump has some really good hotels, and we could just walk in and pick a room at random. We could also go to the Hay Adams and just pick a suite at random. But the bottom line is here, Donald Trump needs to understand that every word he's said or written in the White House has been in Tel Aviv and at NSA and at CIA on an almost real-time basis.
Okay. Well, you know, we're doing our best to get the word out there, and I know you are as well, and our listeners are as well. At this point, I do believe that we are facing, and for as much as I don't want to admit this, the way I see this, Robert David Steele, is we are facing a very bumpy road in the spring and the summer. Even in the best of circumstances, under the best of circumstances right now, because so much time has elapsed, I can see where the Obama machinery, the Hillary machinery, and everything connected with that is going to create this American Spring that you reference.
Let me point out that this violent American Spring is going to happen with the connivance of the Republican Party.
Very much so.
Okay?
Yep.
The governors are part of the deep state. The Congress is part of the deep state. NSA and CIA are part of the deep state, and they're all working for Wall Street. Okay? All of them have their sweetheart deals, their offshore bank accounts, their special privileges. You have networks of people who are being blackmailed, not just for pedophilia, but for other indiscretions. Donald Trump has a chance to take down the deep state, but he has to have the country behind him. He has to have a counterintelligence capability, which I speak to in my memo for Trump. And he has to have a Trump channel, because Eric Schmidt is leading what should be a racketeering investigation by Jeff Sessions. Eric Schmidt and Google and Facebook and Twitter have all been practicing the censorship of pro-Trump supporters and the shaping of the narrative to CIA specifications.
Yep.
So Trump needs three things to survive. He needs an Elector Reform Act to build the base. He needs a Trump channel to be able to communicate with the public, bypassing the parties as well as the media. And he needs a counterintelligence surge to basically get rid of the traitors that are in the government, okay? The traitors at CIA, the traitors at NSA, the traitors at the FBI, the traitors at the State Department, the traitors at the Department of Defense. Many of them are as simple to find as those with Israeli passports, okay? Or those with Saudi Arabian bank accounts. I mean, there is no lack of evidence here. What we have lacked is the integrity to let the FBI do its job.
Which brings me to another question. This is kind of totally out of left field, I suppose.
There is no left field.
Well, you know, the FBI, Comey, his actions, and I received a few emails from dedicated listeners about this. In fact, Susan, thank you, Susan, reminded me to ask you about this. The Comey actions of Comey right before the election.
Comey is a deep state kind of guy. I mean, he's a Lockheed Martin guy. He is a Rothschild guy. For a while there, he was on the board of the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank, which is the ultimate drug money laundering, gold busting, child pedophilia funding bank in the world. Okay? It is the apple of Rothschild's eye. And Comey was a member of the board of directors there, ostensibly to provide ethical oversight. My bottom line on James Comey is that he's a devout Catholic bucking for Knights of Malta who would sell us out to the Vatican if he saw a chance to, but he did some very important, useful things before the election that helped get Donald Trump elected, and therefore I give him a clean sheet. I think he can be saved. I would consider it a privilege to work with James Comey, who, by the way, his term doesn't expire anytime soon. I think we should have a come to Jesus meeting with James Comey. We should reinforce him in cleaning out his own house, and then we should triple his budget.
Really?
Yes.
Triple, okay.
America has never taken counterintelligence seriously. If I've learned two things, I've learned two things in my last 40 years as a spy and then as a champion for open source intelligence and working with people in 66 countries around the world. The first thing I've learned is that 95% of what we need to know is not secret, not in English, not on the internet, not known to CIA or anybody else in the U.S. intelligence community. 95%. So that's why I invented the craft of open source intelligence in its modern application. The other thing that I've learned, and I'll tell you a quick true story. When I was overseas, I ran a false flag operation. Okay? Nobody died. But we spent millions of dollars faking out a country's leadership about X, Y, and Z so that they would do A, B, C. And it wasn't until years later that we found out that they were laughing at us, because the people that we were delivering all this false flag stuff to were working for the other side.
Oh.
So because we had a counterintelligence failure, because we did not know who was who, everything we did on the positive intelligence side was worthless. So the epiphany for me, aha experience for the Democratic listeners, the epiphany for me was that counterintelligence is absolutely your first priority alongside open source intelligence. You bracket your craft of intelligence with what can you know legally and ethically and inexpensively on one side, and you triple your counterintelligence budget on the other side. And between those two things, you then create a very narrow, loyal, respectful, non-treasonous secret intelligence capability.
That, you know, I actually followed you on that. That made sense.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm getting better then.
That explanation made sense. Okay. And by the way, Susan, thank you for your email. And the phrase regarding Comey, Knights of Malta, was in her email that you mentioned. I just found that very interesting. So there you go.
Bottom line for me is I think Comey's a keeper. I think McMaster and Priebus have to go. I think Brennan is a keeper, but he needs to be on the road rather than getting fat.
Whoa, Brennan's a keeper?
Bannon.
Okay.
Bannon.
Yeah.
No, look, hey, Nitro. I'm the guy who shot Brennan down.
No, exactly. That's why I thought maybe I'd
give him a new orifice on Russia Today. No. Look, I like Bannon, but Bannon has 10% of the picture. He's missing the other 90%. For that, you need Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Cynthia McKinney, Jesse Ventura, a great Latino, and two or three other people, including perhaps Ellen Brown and some of the Greens. I mean, you really have to build a unity act in a big tent, because the deep state is our common enemy. And that, by the way, is what I'm finding. When I, as a conservative, am speaking to these latte-sucking liberals, I'm telling them, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, okay? And they're getting it. They're starting to realize that Bernie Sanders betrayed them. They're starting to realize that Hillary Clinton is a criminal as well as a traitor. And they're starting to realize that for all of his warts, Donald Trump has the power to take down the deep state. So I think this is really important.
Wow.
We have to get Donald Trump to understand that there are eight things that he can do.
Yep.
And by the way, taxes. His tax reform thing is a joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That okay. Boy, don't
get me started. The Goldman Sachs wet dream.
You know, of all the things that I thought he would come through a lot better than he did, I'm still trying to find some redeeming value to this tax reform.
There is none.
Thank you.
Because there is none. Okay, it's a scam.
Remember Reagan, 86, I think it was 86, the compromise 10, 10, and 5% compromise. If you don't know what
But look, you know, the bottom line is you still end up with all these other loopholes and everything. Yeah. I finally figured out the tax code. The tax code is how Congress blackmails businesses into making campaign contributions. Okay? That's why we have a complicated tax code. All right? So if you have an Electoral Reform Act that frees the members from needing to blackmail businesses, you open up the possibility of an honest Congress making decisions based on evidence. But I will tell you again, there are nine guys from Goldman Sachs surrounding Donald Trump whose absolute worst nightmare is me and Dr. Edgar Feige talking to Trump alone.
Oh, we're going to have to make
that. He's the author of the automated payment transaction tax, which eliminates all income taxes and all other taxes.
Right.
We need to move the tax burden from Main Street to Wall Street. Wall Street is untaxed in every possible sense of the word, and that's a crime against the American people.
Yeah, well, there was some people might remember this. We're almost out of time, but some people might remember the series Boston Legal, Denny Crane. Anyway, there was an episode where a woman refused to pay taxes, stuck a post-it note on her tax form saying stick it, got arrested. Long story short, at the end of the show, William Shatner as Denny Crane said, or sometime during the show said, we can't let this woman, even though his firm is supporting her, can't let this woman get away with this. Well, why not? Because, it's the little people that need to pay taxes so the big people can not pay taxes, basically. Of course, I screwed that up, but you get the idea.
Look, one of my gifts, and I would never, if I were advising Donald Trump, I would never tell him what the answer was. What I would do is I would go out and get six people across the spectrum and bring them in and let him listen to them and make his own decision. Matt Taibbi is one of the first that I would bring in. Matt Taibbi has written two extraordinarily important books. One is called
Rolling Stone.
Driftopia.
Rolling Stone?
Yeah, he does work for Rolling Stone, which is a slut in many ways, but he's a good journalist. But he's written Griftopia, which is about the merger of Wall Street and the two-party tyranny. And he has written The Divide, which is about two legal systems, one for the rich and one for everybody else. So my last word is I think America the Beautiful is going to survive. And what Donald Trump has done, even if he doesn't listen to us, is he has opened the possibility for me and Cynthia and Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura and others to come together and take on and take down the deep state. And we will take down the deep state by 2020, but I would rather do it in 2017 supporting Donald Trump. I swear that on the heads of my children.
Wow. Pretty strong. Pretty Motley Crue there as well. That's
Motley
okay,
is
though.
Good.
It is
good. We need Motley.
Hey, you know what? God uses people for...
Yes.
You know, so, very good.
But he has their godly purpose.
What a spirited discussion. The man with no expiration date, Robert David Steele. Visit his websites, robertdavidsteele.com, phi beta iota, so you have to talk slow, .net. It's in the program description. Look, you can see right there. Just check. See? It's right there. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much.
I honor you guys and your audience. God bless you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, man. Well, that does it for this week, folks. What a great guy. Seriously. And you got to listen to what he's saying. Pray. Seriously, in closing, and you're going to be hearing from us, me, this weekend. Joe, I think you're going to be on with Dave Sunday.
Yep. All right.
Watch HagmanReport.com for some... Hopefully, I can release some of this stuff this weekend. Very important information, HagmanReport.com. And don't forget, folks, subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Pretty please. I'll come out and wash your car.